You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. I just want to say thank you to everyone who has listened to me, who is listening now from wherever you are. If you can, if you're not driving and you can, just stop and let's just take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe in that pure love, healing light, and breathe out, releasing any tension, any stress, any toxins, any discomfort. Just release it out. One more time, breathe in. Nice. And breathe out. Yes. I love breathing. Breathing is the way that I know that there is a divine life force within me that loves me, that breathes me, and is always with me. So no matter where you are, no matter who you are, and what you might be going through right now along your journey, I want you to know that the divine life force that loves you, that breathes you, is always with you. And if you ever doubt it, just put your hand over your heart and just feel the love vibration. Okay, so everyone knows that I am a psychologist of 25 years. I am also a master mindset coach. I have been helping to support people's mental health, emotional freedom, and helping them to shift their mindsets for a long time now. And so I just want you to really know that no matter what you're going through, wherever you are, again, you are so worthy and so deserving of all the love, all the goodness that comes to you. And just know that today is a new day. Today is a new day. And if today you're having a struggle, reach out to me. I am available to coach with you. I'm available for therapy. I am available for RTT, Rapid Transformational Therapy. Right? That incorporates a little bit of hypnosis, a little bit of CBT, a little bit of neurolinguistics, and a lot of just good change, transformation, healing, and letting go. Another thing that I've been implementing are my coaching classes or master classes, and I have one that's coming up this Tuesday, April 18th, and it is on imposter syndrome and how imposter syndrome is a limiting belief. And so this event is always virtual. You can register today on my website, healthyminds.expert. So if you are interested in imposter syndrome and learning more, if you've ever felt not good enough or felt like a fraud or like you were incapable of doing something and you were afraid of someone finding out, well, guess what? I am going to talk about imposter syndrome, talk about the characteristics, and then give you practical strategies to move you past that limiting belief. So join me again Tuesday, April 18th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, virtual. Go to my website, healthyminds.expert. I am also looking for 10 individuals. I am so ready to start this group coaching program. Take back your mind and take back your life. It is really a transformational journey, a mind shift journey to freedom. So if you are serious about your mental health, if you are serious about eliminating anxiety, stress, depression, and really learning that you have the power within you to change, to tap into this power that is greater than yourself, that is divine and powerful in shifting your mindset, shifting your energy, releasing all of the negative emotions that you've been holding on to, and creating the life that you are so worthy and deserving of. Then again, go to my website, register now. It is a 4-week course that is virtual that will incorporate education, relaxation and meditation, journaling, worksheets, right? So they're coaching. You get a 30-minute coaching session with me. It's included. So go to my website. I am here to help you. If you are struggling with anxiety, if you are struggling with stress, struggling with depression, overwhelmed, feeling a difficult time dealing with any kind of past trauma or anything that you might be going through, any life change, reach out to me. I am here to coach you along your journey to mental wellness. And go to my website and subscribe so that you can find out about the different master classes and the programs that I have running. You can find out about what I'm doing and connect with me. Again, it's healthyminds.expert. So again, thank you so much for joining me today. Today, I'm talking about affirming your goodness. Affirming your goodness. And I don't know, most of you probably have heard of Louise Hay, but this talk today is really inspired by Louise Hay in her 101 affirmations, because I don't think people truly recognize and realize the power of your thoughts and the power of your words and the power of the images that you create in your mind's eye and that you play over and over again. So what is an affirmation? An affirmation is a statement or sign that something is true. So it's a statement or sign that something is true. And according to Louise Hay, every thought we think and every word we speak is an affirmation. So our internal dialogue becomes the foundation for our outer experience. You see, when similar experiences show up in your life, you have to begin to ask yourself, what have you been thinking habitually or speaking consistently to have attracted these experiences into your life? And by beginning to identify the patterns in your internal dialogue, the patterns in your spoken word, the patterns in your feeling, that predominant emotional state, the patterns in your behavior, you will better understand what is manifesting in your outer reality. You see, our internal patterns of thinking create our patterns of feeling, create our patterns of behavior, and ultimately create the patterns of our experiences. So in order to begin the process of change, you have to be willing to release the habitual internal dialogue that has been creating your experience or condition. because it is not serving you in a healthy way. And remember, according to neuroscientists, humans think approximately 70,000 thoughts a day. And 90% of your thoughts are the same, just like a computer program. You are programming your subconscious mind with your internal dialogue and your external self-talk. Through this programming, this internal dialogue, this external self-talk, these images that you're playing in your mind, you are creating your experience. So, change begins with becoming aware of your self-talk. Becoming aware of your self-talk and acknowledging that you can change it. You can change your self-talk. Yes, you can. Okay? So, example. If a person constantly tells themselves they can't do something, they're not good enough, they don't have the skills or ability to accomplish something, you often find that they will self-sabotage, they will make excuses for not trying, or they will procrastinate and avoid the task altogether because their internal dialogue is telling them they're not good enough, that they can't accomplish what they want, that they don't have the ability. So what shows up is an avoidance of the task, either by self-sabotage, excuses, procrastination. It's all a manifestation of what you've been telling yourself. Another example, a person who says they want to be in a loving relationship, but every opportunity they get, they're speaking negatively about dating. They're finding fault in potential partners. They're not making an effort to expand their social activities. And their internal dialogue is telling them that there's no one out there for them, that they aren't meant to be in a relationship, they don't know how to love, they're not lovable. All of these internal self-talk statements are creating their outer form. So they're wondering why they haven't met a person. They haven't met anyone that loves them or a relationship that's healthy. It's because they're telling themselves they're not capable of it. They're not deserving of it, that it's not going to happen for them. And so you have to understand and become aware of what it is that you're habitually telling yourself, because your self-critical thoughts have the potential to kill you. They do. When you tell yourself something is killing you, when you tell yourself, oh, you know, I'm afraid that I'm going to be just like my mom, or I'm going to, you know, I have a family history of this illness. And so they're anticipating that they too will get this illness. And so the problem with this internal dialogue is that if you're not aware of it, things will come into your experience and you won't understand where it comes from, why you keep having the same experience, and you'll think that maybe you're doomed, that this is the only experience you can have, that you're a victim and this is what life has served up for you. And that is simply not true. Your critical thoughts are impacting you on an emotional level, on an energetic level, on a physical level, and also impact your behaviors and your reactions, thereby causing your experience. When you harbor habitual thoughts of guilt, resentment, anger, shame, fear, self-criticism, you are creating disease within your body. When you hold on to prolonged negative emotions, it's toxic for your body. It serves no good purpose to punish yourself in the present moment for something that happened in the distant past. So you can change your attitude about the past by releasing the negative beliefs that do not serve you. Letting go of the past frees you and allows you to come into the present moment. You see, all dis-ease comes from a state of unforgiveness. That is holding on to these negative emotions that are toxic for you, that create disease in your body, and that are killing you. So forgiveness of ourselves first, and then of others, accepting that we are all imperfect, is the power that heals us. No negative condition can remain in our lives when we love ourselves without judgment. And that's what affirmations are all about. It is the internal dialogue that you have with yourself that needs to shift from critical to loving, non-judgmental to accepting, and forgiving. Well, I've got good news for you. The good news is your thoughts can be changed. You are not a helpless victim. You are the master of your mind. Your power is in having a choice, in choosing an internal dialogue that is non-judgmental, that is self-healing, that is affirming. So if you are going to make a commitment to change, if you are going to accept responsibility for your power and the control you have over changing your internal dialogue and your self-talk, then you must use self-talk that is affirming, that is positive. Like the words, I could, I will, I choose to, instead of the words, I need to, I have to, I should, right? The whole shoulda, coulda, woulda sometimes puts more pressure on you. And then we become very down on ourselves. So again, you have the power in your choice about how you think about yourself and how you speak to yourself. So make the decision today. Make the decision today that from now on, this day forward, you will take back your power by refusing to think negative thoughts about yourself. Self-approval and self-acceptance are the key to positive change. And so speak no negative thoughts. Speak no critical thoughts. Speak no demeaning thoughts. Speak no thoughts that are making you feel less than, not good enough, not worthy, not deserving. All of that is not supporting your good. Love is the answer to healing. And loving yourself is the treatment. When you speak to yourself, and you entertain an internal dialogue or self-talk that is loving, that is accepting, that is forgiving, that is understanding, that is approving, you will not only change in a positive way, but you will begin to heal and you will begin to see your outer experience shift. You see, the better your self-talk, the better your life experience. So I'm going to offer you two affirmations. And I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and every day speak these two affirmations. Because again, an affirmation is a statement that is true. So it doesn't matter what you think or believe. What matters is that you speak this with confidence, with authority, with power, as if every thought you think and every word you speak is a command, right? And creates your outer experience, because it does. So this is the first affirmation. I am willing to release the negative pattern of thinking and speaking that is creating this unpleasant experience or condition. So it might be that you're in a situation or you happen into a situation that is not easy, that is causing you angst, is causing you stress, right? That's uncomfortable. I want you to speak this affirmation. I am willing to release the negative pattern of thinking and speaking that is creating this unpleasant experience or condition. Because what you're doing is you're giving yourself permission to release it. You are acknowledging that you understand your thoughts and your pattern of speaking is contributing to this unpleasant experience or condition, and you're giving yourself permission to release it. And that's all you need. Permission. Permission to release the patterns that are negative, that are toxic, that don't support your highest good. And the second affirmation. The second affirmation is, I now, from this day forward, I now love and accept myself unconditionally and without judgment. Because see, your old narrative, your old internal dialogue, your old self-talk, however you want to refer to it, has not been unconditionally loving and has not been without judgment. And that's where the critical negative self-talk comes from. And I don't care what you have been told about yourself. I don't care what you have heard about yourself. I don't care how you've experienced yourself in the past. Today is a new day. Today is a new, never before lived day. So right now, love and accept yourself unconditionally and without judgment. Those are your two affirmations. Number one, I am willing to release the negative pattern of thinking and speaking that is creating this unpleasant experience or condition. And number two, I now love and accept myself unconditionally and without judgment. You see, you're human. That means that you will make mistakes. That means that you are on your life journey to grow, to change, to make mistakes, to learn, and to continue to expand and improve and get better. So this idea of perfection, it's impossible. No human on this earth is perfect. So begin to speak kindly to yourself. Begin to practice unconditional love for yourself and non-judgment. See, what happens in our lives is a direct result of what we believe, what we think, and what we speak. When we really love, accept, and improve and approve of ourselves, everything in our life improves. Our health, our relationships, our finances, and our life experiences. They all improve when we really begin to love, accept, and approve of ourselves. Pouring into yourself, speaking to yourself in a loving way, speaking to yourself in an encouraging way, uplifting yourself, forgiving yourself, having grace for yourself. All of these ways to love on yourself will impact and improve all areas of your life. According to Proverbs 18:2, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So affirm your goodness. Be kind to yourself. I hope that this talk has inspired you to change your internal dialogue, to change what you tell yourself habitually, and to speak more loving, more accepting, more approving, unconditionally, with love for yourself, without judgment. You see, the way you treat yourself is a reflection of how others will treat you, because your internal dialogue is the foundation for your external experience. I love you. I bless you. I wish you the best. Reach out to me. I am here to help you if you are struggling on your journey to mental wellness. My website is healthyminds.expert. God bless. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.